Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll take a trip down the Mississippi, take a trip to Miami, take a trip into space, celebrate Rudy Valley's birthday, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, on July 29th in 1940, John Sigmund of St. Louis, Missouri, completed a 292-mile swim down the Mississippi River. It took him 89 hours and 48 minutes to swim from St. Louis to Caruthersville, Missouri. According to the U.S. Geologic Survey, the Mississippi is 2,300 miles long. At its narrowest, it's just 20 to 30 feet wide, but at its widest, it's more than 4 miles. At its headwaters, the Mississippi is less than 3 feet deep, but between Governor Nichols' Wharf and Algiers Point in New Orleans, it's 200 feet deep. So here to commemorate John Sigmund's swim are some rapidly rotating records about the mighty Mississippi, beginning with the Goofus Five.
Dixie moonlight, Swami shore, heaven homebound just once more. Thank you.
Thank you.
Some Mississippi songs to commemorate John Sigmund's 292-mile swim down the Mississippi River in 1940. We began the show with The Goofus Five, April 14, 1927, and Muddy Water, written by Peter DeRose, Harry Richman, and Joe Trent. Then it was the Coon Sanders Orchestra and Mississippi Here I Am, written by Bernie Grossman and Arthur Sizemore. The vocal on that February 12, 1929 recording was by Joe Sanders and Carlton Coon. We finished up our little trip down the mighty Mississippi with Zez Confrey and his orchestra and Mississippi Shivers, recorded by Victor on July 3, 1924. From the unusual harmonics and syncopation in that piece, you might have guessed that it was one of more than 100 compositions written by Zez Confrey. Known as the father of novelty piano, he was most closely identified with his piano solos Dizzy Fingers and Kitten on the Keys. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, July 28th, in 1896, the community of Miami, Florida was incorporated. The city had a population of 260. Today, the Miami area boasts a population of around 2 million. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records to commemorate Miami's cityhood.
Your hat, close up your flap, get out and get under the moon. Underneath the bright silvery light, you'll be feeling better soon. Pick up your hat, close up your flap, get out and get under the moon. Look, look, look at the stars above. Look, look, look at those sweeties in love. Oh boy, give me a night in June. I mean it, all you got to do any old night when you're feeling out of tune. Pick up your hat, close up your flap, get out and get under the moon. Thank you.
peek-a-booing down goes on a night like this. I whispered be true to me, and she sighed, see. Many skies have turned to gray because we're far apart. Many moons have passed away, and still she's in my heart. We made a promise and sealed it with a kiss. In a little Spanish town was on a night like this.
Some rapidly rotating records to commemorate the incorporation of the city of Miami on July 28th in 1896. We heard from three bands, which would have you believe that they were from Miami, but like the California Ramblers, who never set foot in California, these were probably never in Miami either. We started off with the Miami Royal Palm Orchestra, which on the Cameo label usually referred to Willard Robeson and his orchestra, and Get Out and Get Under the Moon from May of 1928. Larry Shea wrote the music, and the lyrics were by Charlie Tobias and William Jerome. That was followed by the Miami Marimba Band with In a Little Spanish Town from September 28, 1926. In a Little Spanish Town was composed by Mabel Wayne with the lyrics by Sam M. Lewis and Joe Young. On the Beltona label, this group was known as the Palm Beach Marimba Band. Some other so-called Miami bands were the Miami Bellboys, a pseudonym for Sam Lannon on the Broadway label, the Miami Melody Makers, a pseudonym on the Pennington label for Harry Radiman, the Miami Syncopators, and the Miami Valley Trio. Recordings by the California Ramblers were issued on Pathé and Perfect as the Miami Melodists, and Sam Lannon and his orchestra appeared on the Oriole label as the Miami Society Orchestra. We finished up this Miami set with the Miami Dance Orchestra, possibly a Nathan Glantz unit, and New Charleston, written by Raul Moretti. Had my mic been on while that record was playing, you'd have heard me laughing hysterically because those "Hey"s interjected through that song reminded me of the fifth movement from P.D.Q. Bach's Schlepptet in E-flat major, the presto "Hey Nani Nanio." Okay, I just can't resist. Here it is. Hey. 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 Well, I know at least a few of you out there will understand what just went on. And the rest are just going, huh?
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get email, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show, and after that "Hey Nani Nanio" bit, I imagine I'll get more than a few comments about the show this week, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, July 29th, marked the day in 1958 on which Congress authorized the United States Space Agency, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, better known as NASA. So to commemorate the creation of NASA, here are some celestial songs, beginning with Bob Herring and his orchestra. Thank you.
with you, dear, underneath the skies of blue. Far away from earthly troubles, we'll go home the long night through. Underneath the stars we'll bow, dear, always to keep our love true. With you close to my breast and the whole world at rest, underneath the stars with you.
Thank you.
Some celestial songs to commemorate the establishment of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration in 1958. We just heard Benny Krueger's orchestra, April 10th, 1925, and By the Light of the Stars, written by Arthur Sizemore, George A. Little, and Larry Shea. Before Benny Krueger, it was the Hit of the Week Orchestra, directed by Bert Hirsch, and Sing a Song to the Stars, from June of 1930. We began that celestial set of songs with Bob Herring and his orchestra as the Regent Club Orchestra, and Underneath the Stars with You, written by Nick Lucas and Sam H. Stept, and recorded April 13, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. This past week, July 28th, marked the birth in 1901 in Island Point, Vermont, of Hubert Pryor Valley, better known as Rudy. He grew up in Westbrook, Maine, where his father was a pharmacist. Valley played drums in his high school band, but he dropped out of Westbrook High School and joined the Navy in 1917, only to quickly be discharged when the Navy found out he was only 15 years old. In 1919, he began self-study of the clarinet, but after hearing a recording by saxophonist Rudy Weedoft, he switched to that instrument. After practicing 6 to 8 hours a day for about a year, he was able to play publicly on the stage of Portland, Maine's Strand Theater. Valley was so taken with Rudy Weedoff's playing that he began writing him, and after 8 letters, Weedoff finally replied. In the fall of 1921, he entered the University of Maine and joined the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity, where fellow fraternity members, knowing of his great love of Rudy Weedoff's playing, nicknamed him Rudy Valley. In the fall of 1922, he transferred to Yale University. Yale, of course, is in Connecticut, which accounts for his later use of the orchestral name Connecticut Yankees. While at Yale, he worked for his tuition by playing his sax at country clubs, various social functions, and at school dances. It was while playing with the Yale Collegians that he took to using a megaphone to enhance his voice, and the megaphone became one of his trademarks. In 1924, Rudy dropped out of Yale and went to London, where he played sax at the Savoy Hotel with the 8-piece Savoy Havana Band. Bandleader Bert Lown and Valley formed a band, and in January of 1928, Bert got the band an engagement at a small cafe called the Hi-Ho Club, whence came Rudy's radio broadcast introduction of Hi-Ho, Everybody. In February 1928, Bert Lown talked WABC into broadcasting the orchestra, and they were soon broadcasting 25 times a week and winning millions of fans. Following the WABC radio broadcasts was a string of box office successes, including the 1929 picture Vagabond Lover. Early in World War II, Valley entered the U.S. Coast Guard service, where he toured leading a 40-piece band. He enjoyed a reprise in the 1961 hit musical How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, and recreated the role in the 1967 movie. Rudy Valley continued to perform around the country right up until his death in 1986. Here's Rudy Valley.
I don't care to what psychosis we ascribe each diagnosis, or what cause of ailments we deduce. Just as long as songs can cure all, then allow me to assure all, pills and drugs have now outlived their use. No matter what the case is or its urgency, be prepared with this for each emergency. Keep a little song handy wherever you go, and nothing can ever go wrong. Keep a little song handy, sure as you know, sunshine will follow along. Any little single jingle that sets the toes a tingle is welcome when you mingle in any single throng. So keep a little song handy wherever you go, and nothing can ever go wrong.
Keep a little song handy wherever you go, and nothing can ever go wrong. Keep a little song handy, and sure as you know, sunshine will follow along.
Any little sing. the toes a-tingle. It's welcome when you mingle in any single throng.
So keep a little song handy wherever you go, and nothing can ever go wrong.
Pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day, just like the strain of a haunting refrain. She'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape, she's in your memory by morning, night and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty tune.
Back together again.
somebody else. I'll try somebody else. And when we do, we'll both be blue and be back together again. You'll try painting the town. I'll try acting the clown. We'll travel fast, but it won't last. We'll be back together again. Let's take our fun where we find it. I know deep down in my heart, if I was meant for you, if you were meant for me, nothing can keep us apart. So you'll try somebody else, I'll try somebody else. It won't take long to find we're wrong. We'll be back together again.
Well, last segment we heard a Hit of the Week record, and we just heard another one from Hit of the Week MM4-5, released on December 24th, 1931. That was Da Silva, Brown & Henderson's You Try Somebody Else, Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees. That was preceded by Irving Berlin's A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody, recorded on Christmas Eve, 1934. We began with the soundtrack of a 1932 Paramount short entitled The Musical Doctor, which also starred Mae Questel, the voice of Betty Boop. In the picture, Rudy is Dr. Valley of Rudy Valley's Musical Hospital, apparently a teaching hospital because he's lecturing a group of medical students and offers them the musical advice, Keep a Little Song Handy. Keep a Little Song Handy was written by Sammy Timberg.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at radiofreeworld.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Art Landry and his orchestra.
Thank you. you'd find me, and I'd find you. Here we are, alone together. What matter whether we wandered far? And though we haven't got a bank full, we can still be thankful that here we are. That's all.
Well, I don't know how that got in here today. That record had a recent birthday, but actually the week before last, and not last week. Annette Hanshaw and Here We Are from July 14th, 1929. Here We Are was preceded by The Travelers under the direction of Jimmy Dorsey and Irving Berlin's Begging for Love. The vocalist on that July 30th, 1931 recording was Elmer Feldkamp. We began with Art Landry and his orchestra, July 29th, 1926, and I'm Walking Around in Circles, written by Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young, and Fred Phillips. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.